Okay, let's make a start. Let's start with the context to the Gospel of St. Mark. And let's start with a few basic facts. Number one, Mark's Gospel contains no birth narrative of Christ. Two, Mark's Gospel is written in Greek, though there are a number of occasions where the actual words of Jesus spoken in his own language are mentioned. Three, Mark's Gospel is the first to be written. Four, Mark's Gospel is the shortest. Mark's Gospel only has 16 chapters in it. Luke's Gospel has 24, and Matthew's Gospel has 28. Next, Mark is a part of Matthew and Luke in creating the Synoptic Gospels. The word synoptic comes from two Greek words, syn, which means together or similar, optic, which means eye or viewpoint. These three Gospels have a similar view or viewpoint of the person of Christ. And the reason why they have the similar view is that they borrowed material from each other. But primarily, Matthew and Luke borrowed material from Mark. And that's why we believe, or scholars believe, that Mark's Gospel must have been written first, copy made, and Luke and Matthew use what Mark has and produce their own Gospel. Mark's Gospel is the shortest of the Gospels. It really just wants to get down to the basic details that there was a man called Jesus who was the Son of God, who lived, preached, cured, and taught, and that he died, and that after 3 days he rose again.